Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, the show where I answer your questions and give you the best, worst advice on the planet. You can send your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. We're here every Friday on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are founded. With that, first question. Dear Kev, the man I've been in relationship with for 5 years was just sentenced to 13 years in prison. During our relationship, he cheated on me several times, but I stayed with him because he promised to change. Now that he's in prison, he gave his life to God and wants to get married. Recently, though, my ex came back in my life, and we've been sleeping together. Should I tell my boyfriend in prison that my ex and I are casually sleeping together, or just keep it to myself? First things first, what was the crime? Okay, is this money laundering or attempted murder? Okay, that's going to determine how I answer your question. This man was just, you know, opening up some mail. You know, that's one thing. If he was opening up somebody's arteries, letting them bleed out, it's a different thing entirely. Just watch Mind of a Killer with Aaron Hernandez. If that your husband is that level of criminal, you want to stick with him, okay? Potential husband. Here's the other thing. 13 years is a long time. The fact that he cheated on you on the outside, and then when he got inside, was like, you know what? I love two things, the Lord and you. Will you marry me? Come on in. Trying to get that conjugal visit. I understand. I would have did the same thing, too. I would have did it when they arrested me. Just marry me now, girl, in case they don't let me out. I want to get all up in your love before they put me behind bars. Also, Love After Lockup is a great show. People love it on Twitter. You could be doing that. You could be one of the new episodes. You found love before and after lockup. So that's the thing. Now, you and the new ex, are you guys just sleeping together, or are you guys making the sex? Because sometimes people sleep together and they actually like, and sometimes they're just like, oh, I'm tired. I'm tired too. Chew, con, chew, sleep, 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 dreaming, dreaming. That's what me and my kids do to say sleep. So that's a lot of stuff you got to answer. If he did a light crime, light to mid crime, you know what? You do what he did. Just cheat on him while he's in prison, and when he gets out, give your life to God, and then y'all get married. Say, oh, yeah, I'll marry you upon your release date. If he gets out for good behaviors, marry him early on the good behaviors. I mean, you don't have to hold it against him. Just make sure you get to have as much cheating on him as he had for you. Okay? Okay. Next question. Dear Kevin, I can't tell if my boyfriend is a bum or not. Usually asking that question, you've got a hint. We've been together for 4 years. When we moved in together, we are both in our early 20s, working full-time, and we agreed that we would be better off financially if we lived together. Instead, we're just barely surviving after 3 years of cohabitating, re-shacking up. Funny story, I didn't know the term cohabitating until I went to college. It was always called shacking up to me. Currently, only my name is on our apartment lease and the one car that we share, and on the one car that we share. I work full-time. He works on our business venture. He worked on the business for a full year, all of 2019. He makes money by driving for Uber/Lyft, but my income pays the bills. We've always made just enough money to survive and get by, but I am tired, dog tired of just surviving. I'm not able to save money, and I feel like I bear all the financial responsibility in this relationship. I love him, and I believe in his dreams. I know he's a hustler, but his hustling ain't pay the bills. How do I gently give him an ultimatum? Get a job or get out. If he's not able to pay half our experience by the time the lease is up, there's no point in us living together. I may as well live alone or get a paying roommate if I'm paying all the bills anyway. I don't want to break up yet, but I think kicking him out would be the swift kick in the butt he needs to get his S together. Those were cusses, but I spared you. No, you're all wrong. You've got to encourage him to chase his dream. You need to bear all the financial responsibility. Haven't you seen any Tyler Perry movies? You got to support him down. You don't know when he's going to make it. Have you not seen Acrimony? Tyler Perry's Acrimony with Taraji P. Henson and that one guy who was in the movie with them, Taraji P. Henson. I don't know that guy's name. That wasn't Shade. Taraji P. Henson divorced him, and the next thing you know, $150 million. Then she came crawling back. Stick with him until he figures it out. Let him be a bum. Pay the bills. Take his little Uber money, his little Lyft money, and you keep supporting him. At minimum, Tyler Perry could buy the rights to your life to make a movie. I saw A Fall from Grace. It could be A Fall from the Roommate's Place. Or move in a roommate. Get a two-bedroom. Get the roommate. Let the roommate live with y'all and your boyfriend. But don't you leave him out there. Have you not seen no movies, no plays, David E. Taub or nothing like that? Have you not seen nothing? You can't kick him out. No ultimatums. No pushes in the right direction. Let him be a bum until he finds himself. So what? He doesn't find himself till he's 56. And then he leaves you for a white woman. Them's the breaks, kids. Them's the breaks. It's tough. Life is tough. So are relationships. So if you don't have him right, you know, right together right now, I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean he won't get himself together. Just maybe if the sex is good, just count on the sex being good. Hopefully the sex is good and everything will work out fine. And if the sex isn't good, you can use Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the, oh my gosh, it's just a blessed occurrence, okay? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com, like the color of blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at a pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. You know who uses Blue Chew? Kev on stage, you understand me? You talk about a long day, but a short night. Blue Chew, look, get you right. You understand me? Sometimes my thing is I'm just tired. Sometimes I'm so tired. I cannot make other sex. And Blue Chew is like, oh, you can make other sex. So I said, I can't, Blue Chew. He said, mm-hmm, oh, yeah, I can. And then it gets me right going where I need to be. Right now, we got a special offer for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code DEAR. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code DEAR to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Once again, you can send your questions to DearKev at KevOnStage.com. You'll always remain anonymous with me. Protect the innocent. Dear Kev, I really need your help. A guy I've been spending time with lives in a bachelor pad and is not pretty. It smells like weed, boy sweat, and man parts. He's tried burning incense to help get rid of the smell, but I think that thing needs a deep cleaning, and I'm not about to do that for him. Do you have any suggestions on how to bring this up? How can he freshen up the place? Do you think his nose is a little bit clogged and that's the way it's the last this long? Thanks in advance. Listen, men stink, okay? Boys stink, okay? Women don't really stink like that. I never, like, the most mustiness is from men and boys. You know, I got two boys, and they have no idea when they're musty. They just be sitting there playing the game. I'm like, you don't smell that? They'd be like, mm-mm. I thought somebody was sauteing onions. No, your underarm is sauteing onions. It's a grilled butter and saute and all that stuff. That's your underarm. A lot of time, like, people don't know their own smell. Like, everybody has a smell. Josh has a smell. Greg has a smell. You know, Greg, Mel, and the baby, they all smell like their house. Josh smells like his house. I smell like my house. So same way with must. If you sit in that filth all day and that's just your go-to must, then you have no idea. Listen, when I used to work at All Def, there was a guy there. He was so musty. Oh, my God. Now, on top of being just musty every day, he wore cut-off sleeve shirts. You hear me? People complained to him. Complain about him to HR. They were like, fam, I can't sit next to this man. He smelled like a smorgasbord of musty ball sweat. So HR went and talked to him, and he was like, I don't believe in soap. We were like, we believe in it, though, okay? And this is, we talking about nose hair singe burn off must smell. Josh knows. He used to work over there. He was on the other side of the room for months. We like, you knew he was here before you even saw him. As soon as the elevator opened, you like, oh, he old musty here. Who's that dirty kid from Charlie Brown? Pigpen? He's like Pigpen. So this is what you do with your boyfriend. Tell him you ain't coming to his house no more because it smells like balls. Y'all, we got to stop towing the line, man. Tell people who, yeah, your apartment smells like balls. Okay, I'm not coming there. And it's not like, oh, sexy balls, fresh wash balls, you know, a little bit of baby powder balls. This is freshly hooped in balls, okay? Long day at work balls. And nobody's coming over there for that. Clean your carpet, clean your clothes, or I'm not coming over there. Men will do that. They'll be like, oh, I didn't even know it smelled like balls. My bad. Wipe it down. Wipe the walls down. Sorry, Boosie. No offense to you, Mr. New Kappa. But wipe his body down. Wipe the clothes down. But just stop beating around the bush. Or in this case, stop reading about the mustard balls. Don't read, beat about, don't me to be, me to be, don't beat around the balls. Okay? Tell him he stinks and you won't have it. Tell him. Text him right now. You stink. I ain't coming over till it smells good. I guarantee you it'll smell good the next time. You understand me? Next question. Dear Kev, I am a 31-year-old female who is a Christian, meaning Bible-carrying, feet-stumping, Holy Ghost-believing woman, and I've been reaching all the goals I set in my life, but I don't have someone to share all my accomplishments with. There are no men in my church. When I visit other churches, there are younger men, 22 to 27 years old. I'm getting lonely now. I need to have a conversation with someone. I currently live on my own, and I have time today. I'm not willing to settle because I never shortchange myself. Can you please shed some light on Christian dating and what it looks like? And so what should I do? Because I don't want to step out on God, but I need to start dating, but do it in a holy manner. Here's what you do. Take that 22-year-old. You see how Stella got her groove back? You don't have to be 40 or 50. Again, Tyler Perry's Fall from Grace. Grace was like 700 years old. And her husband, he was like 25. Yeah, he scammed her out of her life savings. So what? He was great in that bed. You understand me? So get with a young man, 22 years old, full of life, full of vigor, full of blue chew, not even having to use it. He could pop them things like candy. Eat them, don't eat them. He's having a great time. Take the young boy. Let him adore you. What, 22 to 31? That's only, what, 9 years different? That's fine. Maybe he will adore you. Also, you can date a white man. Here's the thing. Black women on Twitter and in real life, mad. Black man dates white woman. Oh, nobody loves the black queen. Y'all don't love the black queen. Why y'all leave the black queen? White man loves black woman. Oh, black queen, you deserve it. Look at Harry and Meghan. He done left the crown. $80 million. Look at Harry. He got them a black queen. Serena Williams. Ooh, he made a white man billionaire. Black men, we cannot do. Black women, you can do. So get you a white man. We will big you up in the community, and nobody will bother you. So those are your answers. You'll sleep well at night with that new husband. And you also sleep well at night with a purple mattress. Oh, yeah. I have a purple mattress. I got a purple mattress for my children. Everybody I know. Josh got one. Greg got one. Doughboy got one. We all sleeping well. We come in here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because the quality of sleep affects the quality of your life. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you got to get the purple mattress. Huh? The purple mattress will probably feel better than anything you ever experienced because it uses a brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. I'm talking about 3, 2, 1, space. And he developed a mattress, okay? It's not like the memory foam I'm used to. The purple mattress feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool and ends up giving you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position, okay? I am getting ready to go on tour. Actually, matter of fact, the day this episode airs, I just started my tour yesterday. Had a great show in Brea, California. I'm just calling it in the name of the Lord. And one of the things I most look forward to coming back from tour is sleeping in my own bed. And we stay at solid hotels. It's quality. The quality is Courtyards. Oh, Fairfield Inn? We love that. They have nice beds, but they don't have the purple mattress, so my sleep is just, I toss and I turn and I toss. How can I find my firm soft spot? How can I find my firm soft spot? But when I get home, hello, purple mattress. Hello, Kev. I'm your mattress. I sound like Barry White. Right now, you can get a 100-night free risk trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. Plus, it's backed by a 10-year warranty. Free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's DEAR to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Next question. Dear Kev, I'm in my mid-30s and I'm interested in dating again after being apart from a spouse of 14 years. But here's the problem. I have beady pubic hair, like taco meat in real life. My ex doesn't mind it, so it wasn't something I was shy about. So my question is, do men care if it's rough down there? Listen to me, Kevin. Don't nobody care what's down there. I don't care if you got Jumanji down there. I like the jungle. I like an experience. It's like an expedition. I go down there with a machete. Ching, ching. I'm all up in there. Don't make me know. Never mind. If we're landing on a beach that's naked or we're landing in the Amazon jungle, we don't make no never mind. As long as the treasure is the same. See, some paths are smooth. My God, oh, there's a word here. Some paths are smooth and you can see it from a mile away, okay? But some paths, oh, there's trees and shrubbery and all types of things. Oh, my gosh, it's thick, thick bush. Yeah, I watched Surviving with Bear Grylls. I know how to survive down in the jungle. So does your man. Don't nobody care about nothing. You understand me? It don't matter if the pot of gold path is rough or easy. Somebody coming for that pot of gold. You seen them Lucky Charms commercials? That little leprechaun was like, I'm getting that pot of gold. If you going, whatever we got to go through, you understand me? I'm coming to get that pot of gold. You hear me what I said? Real men do not care. See, that waxing wasn't always in. Amen? 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it wasn't as popular. Some of us, me and Greg, we 30 years old. We done been through some things. Now, Josh, he's just a little baby. He don't know nothing about late 90s, early 1000s. Oh, boy, it wasn't as popular. We were, hey, Macarena, what's up in here? It was a lot of stuff going on down there. We didn't care nothing about it. We didn't care nothing about it. Now, times have changed, but men have not. As long as what's down there is still great, don't nobody care. You hear me? Do you hear me? Dear Kev, I recently moved across the country to pursue my dreams of being a film director. My aunt was really supportive and allowed me to stay with her because she has the space and is low-key rich. The problem is, while I'm trying to get my foot in the door with the film industry, I'm not making money, and now my aunt is pushing me to go work at a factory. Please help. I don't want to give up my passion to work for the white man. Listen to me. Your aunt is rich. You are not. Go work in that factory. I low-key felt like you was like, yeah, could I come work for you? If that might not have been what you're saying, but if it is, you cannot. Okay? You understand me? We move into the new office next week. Let me tell you, I just got off the phone with the insurance people. We ain't even talking about the lease paperwork. I'm talking about the insurance people. We talking about $3 million in general occurrence, $5 million aggregate, $5 million aggregate coverage? Huh? Go work in that factory so you can tell a story. People, you can't be afraid of hard work. Everybody who's in this industry, outside of people who have nepotism at their size, everybody's been through something, okay? It's part of your story. Go through some things. Work at that factory. You're going to be all right. You gotta have some adversity. The fact that you got somewhere to live in L.A. for free, that's the biggest gift you need. You know about rent? Goosby, Joshy, they pay rent in L.A. Listen, that's a gift. Rent $2,000-$3,000 a minute. So no, can't help you. And if you're going to work in the film industry, you're probably going to be working for the white man anyway. So get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Because Tyler Perry down in Atlanta. You understand me? He ain't booking nothing up here. Yeah, I look for it. I said, Tyler. And he said, boy, you know I'm over here in Atlanta. I can't afford to be all in there in Los Angeles. So get used to it, bucko. That's all I have for today. Thank you for tuning in to another ridiculous episode of Dear Kev on Stage. I've been the Kev on Stage that you write dear to. We'll see you next week on YouTube, Facebook. And wherever podcasts are found, usually Apple, Spotify, Google Play, but Stitcher too. Also, Patreon making some changes to it. If you're still watching this video, you're probably a really big fan. If you're not, you probably cut out earlier. It's 20 minutes. But we're launching our Patreon exclusive content, okay? Nothing you see for free will change. We're just adding more to what you pay for. Righteous and Ratchet bonus episode, Gonzi Tapes, musical show. Spoiler alert with Kevin Doughboy. Greg needs some kind of show. I mean, you can't just be in here. Fitness tips with Greg. Might as well throw that on there. Love Hour After Dark with Lissa. In case you missed it, with Kev. Too Hot for TV. Some of the stories that I can't cover publicly. I'd be going crazy, y'all. I ain't going to hold you. You click on it, it's at your own discretion. So visit KevOnStage.com. Click Patreon. The price hasn't even changed. Just $5 gets you all the content you get for free, plus all the exclusive content that we're going to be offering. Actually, we already started. We shot our first two episodes of Spoiler Alert yesterday. They're already airing some on Patreon. And that's all. Bye.